coming up from South Georgia and being a music freak and everything, somebody took me from Emory, had to have been an August night, and went down and parked along 14th Street, and it was just party, party, party. There was music, rock, music blasting out of every house. There were people strolling around friendly. There were dope for sale. It's just good. Wow, what a place. Don't hear about things like this in South Georgia.
Well, you know, it attracted a lot of people. On the weekends, there would be this succession of pickup trucks with all these guys, you know, just craning their necks.
Yeah.
And I know a couple of women, one of whom worked on the Bird, they used to get naked up on 14th Street. They'd just stand out of their house just to see these guys do whiplash with their necks. A couple of naked hippie women standing in the doorway.
Here's what you came looking for. Well, then once the park got going, there were, you know, kids from, if you could drive here and get back before you, curfew, kids came from Macon. Well, I knew kids from South Georgia that drove all the way up here to hang out all afternoon in the park and drive home. That it was the youth knew about that. Even if you weren't into hippies, live music, lots of girls, lots of guys, cars. That some of them did nothing but cruise. Well, I knew one couple that would come up from South Georgia, and they drank, and that was it. Mm-hmm. And that was the scene. They did nothing but just go around and around in that inching traffic
inside the park.
Inside the park.
That's weird, because when I first came to Atlanta, that traffic there in the park was a homosexual pickup place.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the fruit jungle down there.
Right, right. And there was actually a all night place.
Yeah, called the fruit jungle.
The call Ruby's Fruit Jungle. Right down across from where Ansley Mall is now.
Yeah.
On Piedmont.
Well, when that stretch down alongside the sewer. That used to be called, when I first got here, people told me, said, there's a place called a fruit jungle, but this is the real fruit jungle. This is where they come and go to hang out. Yeah. And a couple of gay guys I know said, one of the first places I headed to when I hit Atlanta. That was what I was looking for.
Well, over Thanksgiving of my senior year, my history professor, who's my advisor and all that, got busted in the bathhouse at Piedmont Park.
Oh boy.
And his wife took their three daughters and split for California. Emory fired him. We protested, but it didn't do any good. He later caught on at the University of Bridgeport in Connecticut, but he died 2 years later. And he's like 39 years old when he died. Don't know why he died. Didn't seem like he was in bad health. I don't know whether it was suicide or what.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's strange old places. And then right on Ponce, next to what had been the recruiting station where you went reported to be drafted, right next to Sears, then right on the corner, that was one of the first butch bars I ever knew about or anything in Atlanta. Because
where was this now? Next to Ford Factory Square?
Yeah. Go under the bridge, uh-huh. And that was where the recruiting station was.
Right.
And just past it was this bar. And
right where the entrance to the Murder Kroger is?
Just before it, right on the corner.
Oh, so the bar was part of that building.
Yeah, it was part of that building.
Oh, okay.
Right next to the, we just thought it was so weird that it was right next to the recruiting station, and yet there are all these super butch dykes hanging out front, usually drunk and fighting.
Yeah.
I'd never seen women really punching the hell out of each other.
There was a lot of that around the corner from the Bird, our first birdhouse.
Uh-huh.
On the corner of 13th and Peachtree was the Peachtree Art Theater.
Yeah.
Right next to that was this gay bar.
Uh-huh.
And it was mostly women. But the dykes would get into fights, and it sometimes spill out on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
You know, and the cops come pick them up and take them in for fighting.
Well, that was, we always, I mean, riding by there and seeing
weird
big muscular women slugging it out. most notably one night something had those old concrete MARTA bus stop signs. Somebody had knocked one off, and this woman grabbed it up off it and was swinging at this other woman.
Holy cow.
Hitters. Yeah, we were driving by and going.
Kill somebody that way.
Yeah, we couldn't see the results of it. We saw her pulling back to hit her as we went
by.
And we were going, let's get out of here. That's scary.
That is.
Never seen women act like that before.
Yeah.